December by Malik Waller. Every year, somewhere before Christmas in December, my closer family members and I go to our cousin's house out of town from Seattle for a Christmas party. When we arrive, everyone is greeted with hugs and handshakes, feeling so joyful to see each other after such a long time. There are even some of our family members from other places far from where we live, making it even greater to see them. Everybody seems to spread out, but I always go looking for my cousin Sam. Not too long after we get there, the food is being cooked and set up in the kitchen while Alex, Max, and Sam and I play video games or do our other usual things in the living room. Everyone is always social and having a good time, and that's what makes me feel so good to be there. At some point, me and the other guys get to make gingerbread houses with tons of sugary candy to go with them, but we end up just eating most of the delicious candy alone. There are varieties of gingerbread houses when they are done, such as battle forts or destructible houses owned by the gummy bear citizens. When the food is done, everyone sits around the dining room to eat. My other cousins and I are allowed to eat in the living room or outside, partly because there is no more room at the table. Later that day, we all head into the even bigger living room on the other side of the house to gather and open our gifts from each other. Sometimes my uncle is playing on the piano and Sam suddenly joins in for a minute to try something out on it. We get a specific person to give something to. That way we don't have to worry about having to get something for everybody. After that, there is a big plastic bag full of other things like Legos and figures in which me and the other guys get to dig into, except for maybe Alex. When we finish with exchanging gifts, the adults and sometimes Alex sit around and talk while Max and Sam and I hang around outside or do more fun things inside of the house. Alex is always getting a lot older, so he doesn't hang out with us as much. And just like Alex, we too have been growing fast, but not fast enough to pass up the same traditions we have had since we were little. When we have to leave later in the day, it is always sort of sad to say goodbye, but I know that it will be even better next year.